the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
The reading of the Gospel of today is about this great miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead. And the church arranged a special day to commemorate this miracle, which is the Lazarus Saturday, which is a day between the end of the Great Lent, the 40 days, and the beginning of the Holy Week. I want to reflect on one aspect in this miracle. In this miracle, there is a question: why the Lord waited until Lazarus died, and then he went and raised him? Mary and Martha and Lazarus was a beloved family to the Lord Jesus Christ. They were a good people, and it's clearly mentioned that is the Lord loved them. And they had a problem, that is, their only brother was sick, and they did the right things. That is, they sent to the Lord Jesus Christ, saying him, that is, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." And the message was given in a very wise way, that is to remind the Lord Jesus Christ about who is Lazarus, he whom you love is sick. Any one of us will go immediately to help this family in this difficult time. But the Lord waited, he didn't go. And then Lazarus died, and he also waited another time. And when the Lord went, it was already 6 days, 2 days until he died, and four days he was already died. And the question is why? They asked him, they sent to him, he healed many sick people before, and of course there was no reason, at least in front of Mary and Martha, to understand the delay of the Lord. That's why they didn't accept it. They were very upset. And both of them, both Mary and Martha, when they met the Lord, they told him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Martha came first, and the Lord Jesus Christ, he wanted to comfort her, and he told her that your brother will rise. But she didn't understand what he meant. She said, "Yes, I know he will rise in the last day, on the day of judgment." And even when the Lord told her, "I am the resurrection and the life," she didn't understand this too. And she declared her faith in him as a Christ. She said, "You are Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." But even she didn't mean believing in him as a Son of God that he had the ability to do anything to Lazarus. And it was very clear after all what the Lord Jesus Christ told her. She continued in her upset, angry, and she didn't accept it. And when the Lord went to see to the tomb and asked it to roll away the stone, she thought he was going to just to see the dead person. And that's why she said to Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days. Course, if she was expecting that the Lord will do anything, she will be happy for that he's going to Lazarus, he's asking the stone to be rolled away. And that's why the Lord told her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" St. John Chrysostom described the problem of the faith of Mary and Martha. He wrote about Mary and Martha, they believed in Christ, but not in a right way. They did not yet certainly know either that he was God, that he did these things by his own power and authority. So they loved the Lord. They believed in him, but they did not have the right belief as St. John Chrysostom mentioned. And the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to give them a clear message, or to correct their belief, or to strengthen their belief. And he put in his mind not only their need, that is Lazarus, to be well, but also what about their faith. And by doing this miracle, he showed Mary and the Magsa, that is, he is God who has the authority to do anything, not only to heal sick, as she believed first, but also to raise a dead person, even if he was in the tomb for 4 days or even more. Even if there was a stench, as she mentioned, but he's still God who is able to raise the dead. The kind of faith of Martha, we call it the limited faith. Limited faith, that is, she believed in the ability of the Lord Jesus Christ to do something, but when things went to be worse, or getting worse, then she started to lose her belief, to lose her faith. And sometimes we have the same thing. That is, at the beginning, we turn to the Lord. We do the right things. I have a problem, I have a challenge in my life, I hear about one of my relatives or one whom I love, they're suffering, and I pray for this. But instead of getting answer from the Lord, there's no answer, and things getting worse, and things become to be complicated, and some people start to lose hope. And even when you tell them, why don't you pray, they said, we already prayed, and as we pray more, things get worse more. So we don't know, we don't understand why God is doing this for us. You search, maybe because I am a sinner, maybe because I did something wrong, I repent, but continue, things happen. Mary and Martha were beloved by God, and she did many good things to the Lord. And the Lord was not testing their faith, because the Lord does not test us, but help us. He was helping them to improve or to strengthen their faith, as I mentioned. And also the disciples were in need for such kind of miracles. You know, that is, it was before the Holy Week, before this great tribulation which were waiting for the disciples, when their master will be taken from them, and they needed a miracle to remind them about who is Christ. And this miracle helped the disciples. That's why the Lord, when the Lord told them about the death of Lazarus, then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. And intentionally, the Lord waited, and he said, I am glad for your sakes that I was not be there, that is, you believe. And it also helped many Jews when they came and they believed in Christ, as we at the end of the reading of the Gospel of today, then many of the Jews who had come to Mary had seen things Jesus did, believed in him. To the extent that is the Pharisees, they wanted to kill Lazarus, because many came and went. He saw Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days, and now he is alive. From this we know the following, that is, God may not listen immediately to our request. Not because he doesn't want to listen, to respond, but it is not the due time. And God, in his love to us, is not always giving us what we want, but he always gives us what is for our benefit, what is good for us. And for Mary and the Magsa, it was good for them, that is, he waited until Lazarus died, and then he raised him and helped them in their faith. But he promised them that things will happen. God, while he waiting, it's not the due time, but he always give us promises. And sometimes we miss these promises, sometimes we understand these promises. Mary Magsa, unfortunately, she didn't understand the Lord, what he said. The same happened with the widow of Nain. When the Lord saw her going to bury her only son, the Lord Jesus Christ told her, don't weep, do not weep. It was a promise for her that something will happen. Of course, he may not telling her anything and just wait until raising her son and she will stop weeping. But he told her, do not weep, before doing the miracle, to tell her that is something will happen. The same also with us. Some problems need time. It's not to be solved immediately, because God wants to correct many things. And in this case, it was very simple. A sick person, they sent to him, come heal him, to heal him, but he waited for 6 days, and it's becoming a big thing to raise a dead person. But this big thing which the Lord did, it was to help many people, as we mentioned, to help Mary and Magsa, to help his disciples, to help the Jews to believe in him. So like a surgeon, when he or she does an operation, it needs many things to be done. But at the end, it will correct also many things. And this is always the way of how the Lord works in our life. Not everything it's become as simple as we think, because the Lord always has this wide vision to see more things than we only look. Sometimes we look only just in a very narrow angle and only see what in front of our eyes. But the Lord see beyond that, because there's a big difference between us and the God. That we are under time. He is above time. We are limited by time. We feel this should be done soon. It is late. Why God is waiting? So our sense of time is different than the sense of God of time. God, because he is above time, that's why for time for him is not past, present and future, all present in front of him. He see everything, and he moves the things in very wise way, but we have to trust him. We have to trust his wisdom. We have to trust his love to us. We don't link the love of God to the immediate response. If you link the love of God to you by immediate response, you will do like Mary and Martha. The Bible emphasized the love of Christ to Mary and Martha, even telling us he did not go immediately. He waited for this long time, and this family went in troubles for that, for this. If you measure it by the human thinking, of course, if you love someone and telling you he is in hospital, you will go, you rush immediately go. That is the right response to do. But for God, things are different. So therefore, there is a verse I hope all of us to remember, and St. Paul wrote to the people of Rome, "We know that all things work together for good. All things work together for good to those who love God." And when he's telling all things, he didn't say all things are good, because not all things are good. There are many things which are evil. But when he say all things are good, work together for good. And as we see here, things work together. Even the death of Lazarus, which was evil things, it works for good, worked for good for Mary and Martha. And he emphasized it for those who love God. When you love God in the right way, not to love God to limit this love or to link this love of the immediate response to you. So in this miracle we see how God in his wisdom he worked for Mary and Martha, and it ended by giving this great joy at the end. As I always say, when you deal with God, present to him your need. Don't dictate on him the solution. Present to him your need. Don't dictate on him the solution. And don't dictate on God the time. There are two things avoid when you deal with God if you want to have a good relation with God. Don't say how and why. Because how and when. How, this is the way things to be solved. When, the time of solving. Mary and Martha, they wanted the Lord to come immediately and to heal Lazarus. He didn't go immediately and he didn't heal Lazarus. He went after 6 days and he raised Lazarus. The outcome is much, much better than if we compare between Saint Mary and the disciples. And the story of feeding the multitudes, the disciples failed. They went to the Lord, suggesting to him to let the multitude to go away, that they may find something to eat. But when the Lord asked them to give them something to eat, they didn't find anything. And they came with the same conclusions. There is no solution. The crowds with the Lord, 1,000 waiting, they are hungry, and the outcome is let them go. Saint Mary, in the wedding of Cana of Galilee, when she came to the Lord, she didn't tell him, give them wine. But what she did, they have no wine. So she presented to him the need, not the solution. She didn't tell him what to do, but just presented to him the problem. They have no wine. Even when the Lord told her, it is not my hour yet, what she said to the servant, whatever he says to you, do it. مهما قال لكم ففعلوا. هنا العذراء لما جت قدامها مشكلة، حد في مشكلة، ايه مشكلة؟ الناس مضطربة ما عندهمش يقدموا حاجة للمعازيم، ما قلتوش مثلا يلا نمشي على الأقل لو عدد المعازيم يخف شوية فالناس ما تحركش، لكن قدمت للمسيح المشكلة ما قدمتلوش الحل، ما قلتلوش اعمل ايه، ما قلتلوش يلا بسرعة الناس تعبانة، لكن قالت له ليس لهم خبر. حتى لما المسيح قال لها لم تأتي ساعتي بعد، فهي قالت للخدام ايه؟ مهما كان مهما قال لكم فافعلوا. بعكس التلاميذ بقى، التلاميذ لما جم للمسيح ما قالولوش الشعب جعان، قالوا له اصرف الجموع، يعني قالوا له تعمل ايه؟ مشي الناس. فقال لهم طب انتم انتوا حاجه ياكلوها، فقعدوا يدوروا عندهم ايه؟ ده ما يكفهمش خبز ب 200 دينار، ولو يعني معانا الفلوس هو مفيش مكان نجيب منه خبز. طب دوروا كده، دوروا لقيوا خمس خبزات وسمكتين. لما جابهم اندراوس زي ما في انجيل يوحنا صح 6 قال وما هذا لهؤلاء؟ ايه ده؟ خمس خبزات وسمكتين، هيعملوا ايه ده؟ يعني النتيجه ايه؟ النتيجه مفيش حد. النتيجه ايه؟ مفيش حد. احيانا كده الواحد فينا تيجي قدام مشكله تقول له ما فيش حل، ليه؟ اصل ربنا ما عملش كده. ما هو لو كان ربنا عمل كده ما كناش بقينا في الحاجه اللي احنا فيها دي. يعني المشكله فين؟ المشكله في ربنا، مش المشكله ايه فينا. لكن لما الانسان يقول لربنا ها هي دي المشكله، انت تحلها ازاي بقى؟ دي مش شغلتي، مش شغلتي ان انا اقول لربنا ازاي وامتى. اكتر مشكلتين الواحد بيقع فيهم مع ربنا هو ازاي وامتى. ليه؟ لان امتى دي ربنا ليه حسابات تانية في النسبة للزمن، لان هو فوق الزمن. تاني حاجة ليه حسابات اخرى، لانه ساعات ربنا يعمل حاجات بيكون بيحل بيها اكتر من مشكلة. يعني ميري ومارسا كانت المشكلة بالنسبة لهم بسيطة قوي، اخوهم عيال والمسيح بيحبه وبيحبهم، والمسيح ده شفى مرضى كثيرين يجي يشفي. very simple very clear very straightforward. بس المسيح كان بيبص اوسع من كده، بيبص ان هو داخل على الامه، وان تلاميذه محتاجين لحاجه تقوي ايمانهم قبل ما يخشوا على المشكله الكبرى اللي جايه لهم دي، وحاسس ان اليهود برضو محتاجين لمعجزه كده قويه تلزق في مخهم قبل ما يشوفوه مصلوب. وكان شايف برضه ميري ومارسا دول رغم محبتهم ليه، لكن زي ما قال القديس يوحنا ذهبي الفم، ايمانهم كان لسه مشوش كده. يعني يقولوا انت هو ابن الله، لكن يعني ايه ابن الله؟ طب لما انت بتعمل، يا ترى بتعمل المعجزات دي بقدرتك ولا بقدره حد تاني؟ فكان ايمانهم بالنسبه للسيد المسيح ما كانش ايمان لسه ثبت في حب. ما واحد ممكن بيحب ربنا لكن ما يعرفش عنه كويس، لسه معلوماته مشوشه عن ربنا، مره يحس ان ربنا معاه، مره يحس ان ربنا لا، طب ربنا ليه بيعمل كده، طب ربنا بيتصرف ازاي، لكن محبه موجوده. عشان كده ربنا اراد ان يحل كل الامور دي بطريقه، فقال طيب كويس احنا نستنى شويه. وماله لما العذر يموت؟ ما المسيح ممكن يقول ايه؟ يعني الفرق بينه المسيح قدرته على انه يشفي مريض، وقدرته ايضا انه يقيم ميت. فيا احبائي احنا لا نضطرب حينما تتعقد الامور، او نظن ان الله نائم زي ما التلاميذ لما لقيوا العاصفة، ما كانوا في السفينة وبعدين قعدوا يحاولوا مفيش فايدة، فقالوا الحق المسيح، الله اكتشفوه نايم فصحوه ان احنا هنهلك. ربنا لا ينام ابدا، وربنا لا يغفل عن شعبه ولا يغفل عن اولاده، لكنه بيحل المشاكل بطريقة حكيمة. زي ما جراح بيعمل عملية بيقعد يفتح ويقطع ويعمل، لو اللي مش فاهم ايه العملية يقولك هو ايه اللي قاعد يعمله ده، ليه قاعد يفتح كده ويقطع هنا ويعمل هنا، هو بيعمل ايه؟ اللي مش فاهم العمليه، لكن هو بيبقى فاهم بيعمل ايه، بيبقى فاهم بيعمل ايه. عشان كده ربنا حكيم، الاحداث بالنسبه له بيمشيها بحكمه. لذلك نحتاج دايما زي ما ماريا ومرسم كانوا محتاجين إلى الصبر، الصبر والثقة. يعني لو كانوا صبروا إنه استنوا شوفوا، ألم أقل لك إن أمنت ترين مجد الله، يعني صبروا شوية. تاني حاجة الثقة، إنه الواحد واثق في ربنا، إن ربنا لما يطول باله مش معناه إنه نسيه، مش معناه إنه مش هيستجيب. هو ده اللي قالوا، يعني هم لما قابلوه قالوا لو كنت هنا لم يمت أخي، يعني طب لما تصبروا شوية، يعني معنى كده إن خلاص المسيح يعني هيسيبكم، هيسيبكم كده وأخوكم الوحيد مات؟ مش ممكن، مش ممكن ربنا هيسيبهم، لكن ربنا ليه حكمة معينة. لذلك الإنسان يحتاج دائما في تعامله مع الله أن يكون صبورا، انتظارا انتظارة الرب، وأيضا يكون عنده ثقة، يعني يكون واثق أن ربنا يعني إله حكيم بيمشي الأمور بحكمة. وإحنا دايما نثق بإلهنا الصالح، إلهنا القوي الذي يستطيع أن يحول الشر إلى خير، زي ما قال القديس بولس الرسول إن جميع الأشياء تعمل معا للخير لأجل الذين يحبون الله. ولإلهنا المجد الدائم إلى الأبد، آمين.